We often think of disability as the ramps, getting into buildings, being able to go to a counter and sign, all of those things, and they are incredibly important. And I do think they're improving all the time because as a community, we're becoming more aware, and I think the media is doing a good job of keeping those things on the radar. I also think it's incredibly important to look at the emotional access side of things, understanding what disability is and how it might impact on people and family and community. And I think that often people with disabilities are clumped together, whereas there's such a variety and uniqueness of people with all different needs and wants, and we've got to be aware of those things. And I think, yes, as a society, that's definitely happening. But I think the more people tell their personal story, what their requirements are, what they need, how things are working for them. Because I wasn't born with a disability. I got arthritis, juvenile chronic arthritis, when I was 11. And I guess when I had that diagnosis, I never thought it would change my life at all. I had no idea of disability. I had no idea of not being able to do anything that I wanted to do physically. So I'd never really had any constraints on me, not ever thinking that by the time I was finishing high school, I would have trouble with walking up and down stairs. And by the time I had decided what I was going to study at uni and had finished my teaching degree, that I was going to be a teacher that had to teach sitting down and use a wheelchair and look at my classroom in a very different way to what I guess my study had really equipped me to do. So it had to be very much about flexibility. When I used to go to the movies many, many years ago, you'd sit right at the back. I remember I used to have to sit up near the rubbish bin because there was no seat, there was no area. But it was still good. You could still see the screen and it was still great to get out and do it. But now, I mean, there's designated spaces for wheelchairs. There's lots of things that are being thought of and more, and let's hope that more and more happen. You know, things like audio descriptions for people who are blind.
We're coming up into the election period. NDIS, I guess, is one of the big ticket items that was announced a little while ago now. How do you see the NDIS going to work for you? And is it talking to other people who, I guess, in your community that have disabilities? What's the consensus, or is there a consensus?
It's an incredibly broad area, and I think there definitely is a consensus that we need something like NDIS, or now it's now known as Disability Care Australia. And I guess I'm speaking now from my personal perspective, because I do a lot of work, you know, within like government advisory stuff. But from my personal perspective, I think there's some fantastic things happening, and I think the fact that we've got choice and flexibility and the chance to actually be in control of your life and what support you need to be able to do the everyday things that everyone else can do. Getting up, getting out of bed, going to the toilet, having a shower, the things that allow you to then live a regular life, to get out, be employed, to enjoy yourself, to go out socially, to have friendships, all of those things. If you're stuck in bed and you don't have care that actually works for you and your situation, it's not going to work. But a scheme like Disability Care Australia, where you get a certain amount of funding depending on your need, the thing is, we can't put boxes around people. As we were saying, everybody's unique. I heard one of the people that I work with describe it as a limited edition. Everybody in the world is a limited edition, really. And then when you add disabilities into those mixes and all the different disabilities and all the different varieties of disability, hey, we've got a pretty amazing mixture that we're working with. And to create something that actually is going to come together and support those people to live a life where they can actually have some sense of control in their own personal care, I think is a real advantage.
You are an artist. You work with creating better outcomes for lots of people, either with a disability or without a disability. So as a creator, is it nice to be able to put, you know, paint down and create in a really physical, beautiful, visual sort of way? Do the two worlds kind of mix?
I actually studied art at school, since grade 8, and it was because I couldn't do sport. And my life was changing a lot. So I wanted another way of being able to relax and have fun and have friendships, and did some amazing things through art. And then through art and education at uni too, I did a lot of exploring with art. But that art that I did in the, I guess in my past, I did a lot of pen and ink and watercolour and very precise art. And then when I started to get a lot worse with my hands, my art changed and it wasn't as distinct and as clear and what I wanted in my head. And so there was a lot of paintings that were done that were just screwed up, and I got frustrated with that for probably about maybe 2 years. And then I remember doing a activity in the early years with some of my students at uni, and just chucking paint on the canvas, then adapting the painting through there and then putting themes through there. And I just loved it. And I came home and I was like, right, I'm going to develop this thing more. And I guess I put the idea of layering plastic and crayon and doing a lot of mixed media, and then looking into the paintings and seeing what I was creating, and then looking at the uniqueness of that style. And I think from there, I really developed my art a lot more and I started loving it. So instead of it being frustrating that my hands weren't doing what I wanted, I developed like a new style because of that. So to me, I thought that was quite interesting, and it was quite amazing. In life, people are actually ask me, how can you be positive about everything? I'm not absolutely positive about everything. I mean, if you talk to my family and all the people around me who support me every day, you'll understand that, you know, there's struggles that everyone goes through. But I try to make sure that every single day I'm doing something that I love. If I'm not doing that, then I don't think there's much point in actually, you know, getting up and getting out of bed. So I'll make sure that every day is like that, and that I've got a goal and an aim and things that I want to achieve. And I think, yeah, my paintings reflect that. You can see that I try to put something in. And because I don't finish a painting in a day, even if maybe I was having a bad day, by the time I'm finished that painting, there'll be good stuff because the next day I'll be good. So if you know what I mean, I try to make sure that that positive approach comes through. Because I think we're all given a gift of having our life. And if you don't live it every single day, then you're wasting that time and that chance.